I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise. Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to another episode of the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. Today, it's just me. We're doing a solo episode, and I wanted to share a little bit of backstory of how I came to wanting to do this episode. So if you remember, probably just a couple weeks ago at this point, we had Susie Hopkins and Hallie Bateman on the show talking about their book, What to Do When You Get Dumped. And one of the concepts, if you listen to that episode, that Susie talks about is this concept of aftershocks after the breakup. And it really struck me because, you know, when there's that thing where you know it exists for a long period of time and then you hear a term for it and you're like, oh, I know exactly what that is. That makes total sense. And aftershocks really did that to me. With all the experience I have talking about breakups and all the people that I get to chat with, I know this is a very common experience that a lot of people have. And then I also got a DM that I wanted to read, and I'm just going to read it. But I'm in a new relationship, but so many things trigger my nervous system and my panic response from the breakup. Something around managing triggers, even though you appear to the world to have moved on, and how actually just because you're in something new doesn't automatically fix the past and the hidden scars that can still be there, and how to manage that. So this terminology of aftershocks, along with that DM, made me realize, okay, I'd really like to do an episode on these, I'll call them like unexpected triggers or aftershocks that you experience after a breakup. And I do want to focus on the idea of the unexpected, because I think we can all agree that there are very universal things that hurt after a breakup. Hearing news about your ex, finding out that they're in a new relationship, things like that. Those are going to be seeing photos of the two of you. Those are going to be tough. And those are going to be big. Those are going to be big things that you're going to have to walk through if and when that happens. But I think there are just so many other little ones that we may not realize. And I think what you'll notice when I go through these is a lot of them, you might think that you're the only person who experiences them, when in reality, there are probably hundreds of universal little aftershocks that people have to navigate as they're going through a breakup. And similar to the episodes I have done on the heartbreak hacks was one of them, the messages of hope from the other side, when I ask people to share stories of why they ended the relationship. They're basically like community sourced content on this. I always say that one of the gifts that I think Breakup Bestie and the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast has is I do have access to so many people going through breakups. So I can ask these questions of, and this is exactly what I did on stories the other day, what is an unexpected trigger that you have experienced since your breakup? And I got hundreds of responses, and I went through and picked out the ones that probably, I did get some that said finding out there was someone new or seeing a picture of them and their new partner. I set those aside and really focused on ones that you might think are unexpected, and you might think, oh, wow, I thought I was the only person who went through this, or I thought I was crazy because this made me so upset. When in reality, no, these are all every single one that I read, I was like, that makes complete sense. Or I also had that happen when I was going through a breakup. So I'm going to go through and read them. I'll provide some commentary in between. But a couple things that I wanted to make sure to disclaim in this episode, I don't want you to listen to this episode and all of a sudden have all these fears that you're going to be triggered by things. I think my intention with this is to, first of all, normalize these aftershocks. We're all going to go through them during breakups. And also, if you are maybe more fresh in your breakup, to show you, okay, yeah, these things might be coming, but if you hear this episode and you hear, okay, other people get triggered seeing their ex's car, not necessarily their actual car, but like the same model of car. Okay, so I'm driving. I see that, oh my gosh, I'm feeling a certain sort of way. But I remember like this is very common and I know this is okay and I know I'm going to recover from it. And I'll end the episode talking about ways to recover from these little aftershocks. And I say little, they can be big. There's not really a right way to feel when these things happen. And some you might hear and you're like, oh, that wouldn't affect me at all. And that's totally fine too. So let's get into these. Okay. So someone wrote a subsequent breakup that made me realize I wasn't truly over an older breakup. And this is big too. I had the listener episode with Hal on and talking about how a lot of times you do end up having to process multiple breakups at the same time because you didn't really take the time to do the first one. So that is very common where, and that would be a big aftershock of going through a next breakup and realizing, and then starting to think about your previous ex and realizing, oh shoot, like I never got over that one. So now I'm working through two. A bad date. This is a big one. And this is actually one of the number one reasons why you've heard me say in the past, like, how does someone know if they're ready to start dating again? And I will say, picture a bad date. How does it make you feel? Because I do know that when you're not quite ready to date and you were to go on a bad date, it would be just absolutely devastating. And it would turn into, I'm never going to find someone. I was clearly meant to be with my ex. This is a sign from the universe that like, I'm not meant to date other people. So even if you are ready to date and you have a bad date, yes, that is going to be a big trigger thinking about your ex because you think of all the good dates that you guys had and all of those things. Someone wrote cleaning the house. I think especially the house related stuff, if you lived with your ex there. And this is another common thread in these is we're really unpacking all of the tiny micro habits that are wrapped up with an ex. There are just so many things you guys did together that you associated that you probably don't even realize you were doing. And then the breakup happens and all of it comes to the surface. So cleaning the house is a big one. Certain days of the week might be hard where I share this a lot. Sundays were my hard day because we used to spend all day Sunday together. Those were our days. So things like that, where it's like little habits that you guys did together, seeing any sort of truck that looks like my ex's, truck, car. My ex had a black Kia Optima and I saw a lot of those on the road and every time it would cause this like, and I think I've recommended this book before, but I did a reel on this at one point, but the book, The Untethered Soul, talks about this of the actually like specifically the concept of a car, seeing a certain kind of car and how it does activate these things in your body and how it is important to just like recognize it and then breathe through it. Like, oh, there goes the car. Okay, I'm going to breathe through it. I'm not going to like hold on to it and make it this big thing and let it consume me for the rest of my drive. I'm just going to like recognize that it brought something up and then let it pass. The car one is a very big one and it's going to be one of those things where it feels like all of a sudden you're seeing it everywhere. Watching the sunset from the same spot we saw it go down a week before it ended. So this is more of a location one, especially if the breakup happened in a particular location. I could relate to this so much. My very first time I ever got broken up with when I was 15, the guy drove me to this really pretty overlook that actually just so happens to be right by where I live now. And I drive by it like at least once a week. And I still think about it. I'm 34 years old and I still go back to being 15 and where I got broken up with. So the location of a breakup can be a really big one. Seeing anyone that looks similar to my ex, that's going to be another big one. That could be an actor in a TV show. It could be someone you come across on social media. It could be just someone that you see out walking. And, you know, there's the time, like you see them from the back and you're like, oh my gosh, is that them? And you get excited and nervous. And all of these things, what they're doing is it's almost like the combination of like a positive and a negative reaction. It's just spiking. I don't know. I'm not an expert on these brain chemicals, but it's spiking some kind of brain chemical and you get excited, but also nervous and scared and all of these things. And then when you realize it's not them, then you're disappointed, but then you're also relieved, but then you're really stuck thinking about them. And then you're thinking, what would I do if it was them? There's just so many things. And then you end up spending a lot of time thinking about them. And so I think that's another aspect of why these can be so intense. Seeing their handwriting. That's a big one. They put like on old letters, notes, or moving boxes. That's going to be a difficult one, pretty self-explanatory. Someone put an email about signing up for the upcoming season of kickball. We were in the same league. So there was another one that was sports related of like when football season starts or when basketball season starts, anything that maybe you guys used to watch together or shared hobbies. That's going to be a big one where you, especially if it's something you still want to pursue, that makes it even harder. And it does take some time to ease back into that. But like a certain band is coming to town, you see tickets on sale. That's going to be a big one because you're going to think, are they going to be there? Should I go? I want to empathize and say there are so many ways and potential ways to feel sad and think about your ex. And it doesn't make you weak, or it doesn't mean you're not doing the work of healing. These are just things that you're going to encounter. But the good news is after the first time you encounter it, you did it. Like it's a notch in your belt. It's something where you can say, I did it. I faced that for the first time and it's going to get easier every other time. So I think that's one way to look at it. Seeing a truck for the company they worked for, if you see something related to their work or something like that, my dog's birthday. I mean, and that goes for any kind of things that you guys used to celebrate together. That's always going to be hard. Someone put not hearing from them on your birthday. I can totally empathize with that. You guys know how I feel about exes reaching out on birthdays. I don't think they should. And I ultimately think it was a good thing that you didn't hear from your ex, but I can also empathize with the fact that it does hurt and it does make it feel so much more final. Did you know we spend a third of our lives in bed? It's a lot of time when you think about it. So I believe it's important to love your bed. And with March being Sleep Awareness Month, it's a great time to check out Avocado Green Mattress. I know as you're navigating your breakup, especially if it's new, you may become hyper aware of your bed, thinking about how it used to be yours and your ex's bed or one that you shared a lot of time in together. I remember after my last breakup, my bed was one of the first things I wanted to switch out. Avocado is not only crafted with certified organic latex, wool, and cotton, ensuring a safe, healthy sleep environment free from harmful chemicals and toxins, but they also have unmatched comfort and support for all sleep preferences. I need a soft mattress, and Avocado has everywhere from plush to extra firm depending on your needs. And Avocado is committed to sustainability. Their mattresses are made from organic, eco-friendly materials that are good for both you and the planet. Head to avocadomattress.com today and save up to 10% on certified organic mattresses. Dream of better. Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes in addition to your breakup overwhelm? If you're a woman, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. In our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. And these hormone disruptors are on top of the natural hormone changes we go through. And even though it is a natural process, it doesn't mean it doesn't wreak havoc on us. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore. Thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth, a formula made with only herbal ingredients ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal changes in women of all ages. I love that Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. That's why Hormone Harmony is perfect for women of all ages who are struggling with life-disrupting symptoms such as PMS symptoms, menopause symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, and occasional bloating and gas. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code HEARTBREAK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HEARTBREAK for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The jewelry, dresses, perfume, and shampoo they liked, I feel like I can't wear any of it now. Yes. Smells is a big one. I mean, they say like the sense that is most connected to memory is smell. So I still, when I come across the cologne that my ex used to wear, this was like the ex that was terrible, but I still will have almost a visceral reaction to it of like, oh my God, I know exactly what that smell, you know, where that smell came from. And it definitely can still stop me in my tracks. So smells are going to be a big one, and it's going to do something internally. Friends announcing pregnancies or engagements. Yes, this is hard. And I think this one is particularly hard because I think you can sometimes feel guilty for making it about you or not being happy for them. This is a hard one, but just know that it's totally normal to feel a certain way. Obviously, you don't want to like rain on their parade, but it's also okay to like see the photo, close Instagram, or if it's a really close friend that's getting married, I think it's, and they tell you in person, oh, I got engaged. Obviously, you want to say congratulations and take it one thing at a time, but it's also okay at a certain point to say like, I just need like a little bit of a space from this for a little bit while I'm healing from the breakup, but I love you. I'm so happy for you. I'm going to be there for you for your big day, but this is just where I'm at. I think that's completely fine to do. Songs are a huge one, and it can be songs that you guys liked together. It can be an entire genre. I went through a pretty extensive period of time where I did not listen to country music, and it can also just be songs that are about love. One of my exes had a ex named Brandy, and anytime that song of Brandy, you're a fine girl, that song came on, it would drive me insane. So songs are a very common one. Someone wrote just any songs in general, and it says, I started listening to classical music. That's why I talk about this a lot in the Breakup First Aid Kit course, but it's very common to, like, I really recommend just turning to podcasts or stand-up comedy you can listen to on Spotify, anything like that, that kind of takes you away from that space. Going to the grocery store, if that's something you guys used to do together. And then I think of all the foods that they used to buy and eat every day. Going to the movies at all. They were a big movie buff. I had an ex where we used to go to, that was like the thing we did every weekend was go to the movies. And I did take a space from going to the movie theater. This actually did surprise me, but not in like, I'm like, whoa, that's weird. It's just, it makes sense. Honestly, the answer was the changing of the seasons and the weather. Now that I'm talking out loud, I'm realizing it's because I live in California where we don't have seasons. So it's pretty rare that I recognize a changing of the seasons. So, but a couple people said the changing of the seasons, if it gets cold and you want to stay home more and feel more cozy and not having that person, someone put that they called off their wedding last spring. And the other day it felt like spring weather and that brought everything back up. So that's another one that can happen. Seeing or hearing their name, especially if they have like a really common name, being at, I don't know, a doctor or something, and someone comes out and says, John, and that's their name. So that's very difficult. My ex was a dentist. Anytime I drive past somewhere that says dental office, I get sad. Someone put the running app Strava because they used to run a lot. Seeing promos for a new season of a show that we binge watch together, that's a big one. The shows, that is a big one. Parks and Rec was so unfortunate because it was like my comfort show for sure, but it also was a show that I watched with an ex. So that was a hard one to, I just had to take a break from it. And this is what someone wrote, seeing women that are more his type in public, but obviously this can apply to all genders and orientations. But I think this one I wanted to touch on more because the abusive relationship that I was in, he told me multiple times that he almost exclusively dated tall, thin, blonde women. And I am not even 5'3", brunette. And, you know, I've always had like more of an athletic build. So that was something I grappled with a lot during the relationship. And then when the relationship ended, I totally found myself. Anytime I saw like a super beautiful, blonde, tall, thin woman, I would feel so insecure all of a sudden. I would get judgy, and it just brought out something in me that I didn't like. And so that was something that I really had to work through. And now looking back at it, I'm like, I cannot believe I let someone even say that to me in the first place. But that is going to be a common one where you do. And I think I talked about this on another episode of just the types of things that make you feel angry that aren't really even connected to your ex. That's okay. Like feeling grumpy, seeing people out in public holding hands, like that's totally normal too. So I hope walking away from this episode, you feel like a little bit more normalized and have a little bit more compassion towards yourself for the things that could very well potentially throw you off from your day. And I want to end with how, I guess, to bounce back from it. And Susie does talk about really beautifully in her episode about how at first these aftershocks would like totally knock her on her butt for a week where, and she used the term off balance, where she would feel very off balance and much more emotional. And that's very common. People always ask, like, how do I bounce back from something like that? I saw that my ex is in a new relationship. And the very first step of how to bounce back is to first be very accepting of where you're at. Remember this episode of the hundreds and hundreds of people are having these associated with breakups. So instead of having the internal narrative be, oh, Kendra, I cannot believe we're back at this. It's not even that big of a deal. It was just a song. Why are we so upset about this? That will not help you bounce back any faster. That's just shaming yourself and it's going to make you feel worse. So instead of saying, okay, we're here, we're sad, this song really threw us off, that's okay. That's okay. And reminding yourself, like, you know what to do. Some of the things, like, you might have to, what I will call, go back to basics for a little bit. You might have to reach out to someone. And I mean, I would highly encourage that you reach out to someone and say, this song came on and it totally threw me for a loop. And I just want to share that with you. Can I talk that through? And being very kind to yourself, journaling about it, distracting yourself, especially if it's finding out information about them dating someone or something like that. Health, going back to some healthy distraction. Kind of putting back the blinders on for a little bit. When you are in that off balance stage after a trigger, it's okay to be a little bit more like you were in the beginning of, I'm just going to focus on me. I don't really want anything else to throw me off right now. And then some of it's just time. Like some of it's just going to be a couple days where you're feeling a little weird, or you might cry a little bit more, or you're feeling a little bit more agitated, but it'll pass. Like it's going to pass. If you can get through the initial, and you have to look back at like all the things that you've been able to move past since the actual breakup happened and put that in perspective of, this doesn't mean that the things you have already done failed at all. This just means that there's just this little hiccup in the road or little bump in the road that you had to get through. And again, think of it as something under your belt that you have walked through and will be easier if you ever have to encounter it again. So really a lot of this is just time and perspective. And Susie also talks about in the episode how there were things that in the beginning aftershocks would throw her off for a week. And now she said she can get back on her feet and feel balanced again within a day. And so just remember, like, you are still making progress. I would say you are never back at square one. Even if you were to sleep with your ex or anything like that, you're never back at square one. You can always go back to the things that you did to make yourself feel better in the beginning, and you can always access the healing that you've already done. Just think of these as little bumps in the road. So I hope that episode was helpful. I really appreciate everyone that submitted things that have been hard for them, because it's always helpful for me to continuously learn what you guys are feeling. And I love being able to take other people's experience and remind you guys that it's all normal and you're not the only person going through this. So I will see you guys back here again next week.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.